Okay, let's see. Elaine's calling from good old Tucson in Arizona. What's going on, ma'am?
Well, in November, I started having persistent AFib. I had
Oh,
gone to the
my.
emergency room and I'd had a AFib before here and there, but could generally control it by taking deep breaths. And it stayed until I talked to Dr. Russell, who gave me a regimen including magnesium, carnitine, so forth, which I've followed. And starting about 4 weeks later, the 1st of February, I went out of AFib and I've been in sinus rhythm, except
Yay.
for one day when I was unable to get magnesium, I was back in AFib. But two other things are happening here. The magnesium really affects my large intestine, and the heart, my blood pressure has going go steadily up. Like this morning, the diastolic was 140, and I started when I, you know, when I went back and, you know, when the medication they gave me, it was like in the 120s. And so that's been bothering me. And then my blood pressure, my pulse, has been for the last 3 weeks in the 50s. And this morning has been in the 40s. And I'm wondering, should I just, there's still two of the medicines that the doctor at the emergency room prescribed for me that he insisted I continue taking at least half doses of, metoprolol and Pradaxa. And I'm wondering what's going on that this should be a trend.
Well, ma'am, I'm glad you got rid of the AFib, the diastolic blood pressure of 140, did you say? And that's the lower number? That's not so good.
No, that the diastolic is a denominator, is it not?
Well, we have the top number, which is called systolic, and the bottom
Oh, I
number.
got them reversed. The 140 is the systolic.
Oh, okay. Well, you would want to go much higher, any higher than that, actually, but that doesn't sound nearly as alarming as a diastolic of 140.
Well, no, it was
Okay.
the diastolic 70.
Now, unfortunately, what may be in your way with that slow pulse, ma'am, is the metoprolol. Metoprolol, look it up on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is extremely good at telling you all about patent medicines, and they tell the truth about them, including all their bad side effects. They're totally lousy on natural medicine. They try to dump on it whenever they can. But if it's conventional, you'll get a straight answer from Wikipedia. And what they'll tell you is it's an adrenaline blocker, and my pulse would go down too if my adrenaline was blocked. Now, that's how it's supposed to lower blood pressure. But if you're getting your blood pressure lowered by other means, and there are so many other means of lowering blood pressure, for one thing, if we happen to be oh, 50 or 60 or so, I go find a doctor who can give me a chelation trial because, no kidding, National Geographic tells us that the penguin fat in Antarctica is contaminated with lead. And all of us have got some toxic metals in us. And it's not, we don't have to be a worker in a toxic metal industry. All we have to do is breathe because that's how the
Yeah.
penguins got theirs in. So anyway, I'd get a chelation trial, find out if I've got too many toxic metals, because if I did, my blood pressure would go up. And then we have to get those toxic metals out of there. So that's just one thing that can lead to high blood pressure. But here's another one. If there's any type 2 diabetes anywhere in your family, or if you got it yourself, then that sugar insulin, problem, namely insulin resistance, too much insulin resistance, too much insulin, that will drive the blood pressure up too. And there's several other things that will drive up blood pressure. Sounds like you might be needing to see a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can give you a thorough investigation for all the known causes of high blood pressure, ma'am.
Well, I, you know, will be calling Dr. Russell back, but the brachycardia this morning, you know, along with the higher blood pressure, made me think, why don't I just call you? Because I don't want it to keep going down, you know, I'll start fainting.
I heard what you said about your doc wants you to continue metoprolol, but doggone it, look it
I'd
up
love
on
to quit it.
Wikipedia. Yeah.
Well, no, my husband said just before he went out to walk the dogs, you ought to stop that medicine. And the
Smart
thing is,
man.
I don't know why, if I'm back in sinus rhythm, they want to insist on my keeps, you know, keeping it.
I don't either, ma'am. That's another question. I don't know. I don't know. I would never insist on it, especially with the pulse rate going down.
Yeah. Well, now here's the other thing. When I went back in to see the doctor and said, well, he says you're in sinus rhythm. And I said, yeah, you know, because I have this little EKG cardia program on my iPhone.
Oh,
And
okay.
he said, and I said, I started taking magnesium. I told him I didn't say, Nan, you know, I just said I was read a book. And he said, well, magnesium's great. I bet if you stop taking it, you'll notice a difference, so keep it up. And I thought, why didn't he say that in the first place?
You got that right, ma'am. And
Back
secondly,
when
you
he
said
was,
the. Yeah, you go ahead.
you know, when they were prescribing, and he also prescribed a thing like Dronedrone that made me very sick,
Well,
and
ma'am,
I stopped that immediately.
you see, us medical
But
doctors have been taught in medical schools ever since about 10 years after the Flexner Report of 2013, we have been only taught about using patent medicines. That's what medical schools do. And even if the doctor has heard somewhere about magnesium, it's not likely to come up first and foremost because we weren't taught about it first and foremost. I know, I went 4 years to a medical school. Nobody said a word about magnesium. Okay, but let's get back to that magnesium bothering your bowels. That's easy. You go get yourself some Epsom salts, and this is one of several versions of magnesium that penetrates through the skin. And you just dump it into your bathtub. Make sure you don't put soap in there, and have a warm Epsom salt bath X number of times a week. Your body will tell you what the X is. Number two, you go off to your natural food store and you get something called either magnesium oil, which is an oil, but it's all magnesium sulfate, or it's called magnesium gel. And again, it's magnesium. And some people prefer the gel and some people prefer the oil insofar as how it feels on their fingers when they rub it in. But ma'am, you rub that stuff in and it'll get in through the skin and your bowels will say, thank you, ma'am.
Well, that would be great. You
Yeah.
know, I'm right now. I've just had my cataracts removed, and so they said no hot tubs, no hot baths. But
There
I
you go,
have
Mike.
some Epsom salts, and I'm ready to use it. I don't
Well,
know how much magnesium I'm going to absorb from a tub, you know, like
okay,
that.
well,
But I
then you just
believe you.
look. You look at the label of the magnesium oil, it'll tell you something like, I'm sorry, I haven't looked at one in a while, but somewhere around 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams per teaspoon. Okay, so you just rub it all in. You got 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams. The magnesium gel
Wow,
similarly,
okay.
tells you how much magnesium per unit of measure. I don't know what unit of measure it is, but because I haven't used that one. And so you just rub it in, and if you rub in that much, ma'am, it'll do the magnesium job and it'll let your bowels alone, and then you can back off a little bit. If 2,000 sounds like a lot, back off. But after your bowels are okay and you know you're getting enough magnesium in.
Okay, so my takeaway from this is I'm going to stop the metoprolol, which I wanted to do anyway, and take a hot bath
Or
with
rubbing
Epsom
magnesium
salt.
oil. Or, yeah, either that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're trying to stay away from hot baths because the cataract doctor told you to, I'd probably do that for a little while and rub in this oil or gel stuff and then switch to the Epsom salt baths.
Okay, well, I think that's great. And the magnesium will probably help my Achilles tendon, which seems to be falling apart. So there's a double, you know, benefit there.
You can rub it right in over the Achilles tendon and see if it does, ma'am, because it'll still get through the skin into your
Okay.
circulation.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. And thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it.